you will experience answered prayer as you delight in the Lord. God promises, "Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart." If I had but one prayer to offer, it very well may be, O God, give us Christians who are excited about Jesus. A deadpan and spiritless Christianity attracts sinners about as much as lemons attract bees. An enthusiastic faith is a courageous and contagious faith. It is at this point that a divine imperative expressed in Psalm 37 applies to our lives. God admonishes, don't fret, trust. As you trust, rejoice. This admonition is contained in two statements which give guidance in the life of holiness. The first statement is, trust in the Lord. The second statement is, delight thyself also in the Lord. It is followed by the promise, he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. So let us join hearts in an investigation of the divine imperative, delight thyself also in the Lord. What is it to delight in the Lord? The dictionary will tell you that delight means a highly wrought state of pleasurable feelings, extreme satisfaction, elevated and ecstatic joy, lively pleasure. According to the Holy Scripture, this is the proper emotion for one to feel in view of his relationship with God. The sense of enthusiasm and delight is expressed in many ways in the Old Testament. Biblical expressions such as sing, shout, dance, lift up the hands, clap the hands, leap for joy. The Hebrews often referred to their prophets as Navi. The term means to bubble up, to boil over. It suggests the Hebrew prophets were often excited, even ecstatic, in the delivery of the message they received from God. Does this agree with or contrast with the spirit you show toward God? Many people scream at a sports event or weep over the plight of the hero of some story, but they seem largely unmoved at the privilege of knowing God personally. Oh, if you know Jesus, get excited about him. Delight thyself also in the Lord. How can one delight in the Lord? I'd suggest first magnify the sense of wonder in knowing God personally. The thrill of your spiritual heritage must be cultivated. Do not wait to be moved upon by someone from without. I fear many people feel religious emotion only when the preacher or singer performs so impressively that they are moved in spite of themselves. Would you know delight in the Lord? Then attempt public worship in a Bible-believing church. Sing heartily, pray fervently, speak earnestly, meditate sincerely. Ask God to speak to you. Seek his face. Do not wait for someone to lead you in worship. Take the initiative. Set your mind, emotion, and will to get a message from God while you're in his house. And God will meet you when you show sincerity. God promises, "Ye shall seek me and find me when you search with all your heart." A second suggestion. If you would delight in the Lord, renounce all rivals of your devotion to Jesus. Set your heart to enter into a meaningful relationship with God. Turn off the radio and television. Do not expose yourself to secular programming which would dull your spiritual senses. Take care what you read in your leisure time. As you drive back and forth from home to church, turn off the car radio unless there is religious programming which will keep your thoughts tuned toward God. Give no time for any person or thing which would challenge your consecration upon spiritual things. Settle this matter in your heart. This is not a call to fanaticism, but rather a challenge to set your heart to seek God above all else. Does someone say, "It is asking too much"? Such an objection indicates that little importance is placed upon God. Renounce all rivals of your devotion to Jesus. He is worthy. A third suggestion. If you would delight in the Lord, associate with enthusiastic Christians. Now, we become a part of all we see or hear or read. When you expose yourself to those who delight in the Lord, your own heart will be encouraged with joy. Do you know someone who is excited about Jesus? If so, cultivate his fellowship. If not, become a person who delights in the Lord so that you can bless others with your joy. And fourth, count your blessings. Name them one by one. and it will surprise you how much reason you have to delight in the Lord. Learn to pray without asking. Learn how to love God in prayer through thanksgiving and praise. You will be surprised at how your devotion to Him will grow as you begin to enumerate the good things He has given you. And as you thank Him, you will come to delight in Him. There are some rewards that follow delighting in the Lord. There is the sense of personal elevation on the one hand. Now, this is not the end for which we aim in religious experience, of course. Otherwise, we would be selfish. But personal joy in the Lord will greatly encourage our service and inspire continued ministry in His name. It is difficult to believe that the depth of a person's piety is to be measured by the length of his face when the Bible says, "The kingdom of God is righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit." The psalmist declared of God, "In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore." To be close to God, therefore, is to know a sanctified joy in the Lord. The sense of personal elation is not the goal of spiritual growth, but it is a part of spiritual maturity. A second blessing. You will have a blessed influence with people when you delight yourself in the Lord. God announced through His servant Nehemiah, "The joy of the Lord is your strength." Now, do not permit your attitude to deny your words. We speak of the joy of knowing Jesus. Do people see it in us? I remember hearing a young minister preach one of his first sermons. He was talking of the tragedy of people dying without faith in Christ. He said, "Oh, it just makes me tremble." Well, all that was fine. Christians should tremble at the thought of sinners dying and going to hell. But with the statement, he made a gesture, an upraised arm with his hand hanging limp. The gesture gave no indication of trembling. On the other hand, it suggested unconcern. It detracted from the impression made by his voice. Now, you take warning. Do not let a lethargic attitude toward spiritual things deny what you say about the thrill of knowing Jesus Christ personally. You will gain strength as you know the joy of the Lord. A third blessing. You will experience answered prayer as you delight in the Lord. God promises, "Delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of thine heart." Now, this delight is more than mere emotional excitement. It includes a deep and abiding concern for spiritual things. It speaks of a holy devotion to God's purposes. When a Christian delights in the Lord in this manner, the desires of his heart will be according to God's will. He will receive what he desires. How can we be sure? 1 John 5:14 and 15 testifies, "This is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. And if we know that He hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of Him." There is our assurance. It is based on the faithfulness of God. You can delight in a God such as He. The admonition of the text is, "Make Jehovah the joy and rejoicing of your spirit." Do not be content with a humdrum religious experience, nor should you be satisfied with the mere emotional experience worked up in the manner of the flesh. Set your heart to enter into the kind of true spiritual relationship with God that your joy will abound to the overflowing in the Lord. Don't fret, trust. As you trust, rejoice. This is God's guideline for godly living.